From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In downtown Los Angeles today, there was a star-studded and emotional farewell for Michael Jackson. 20,000 ticketed fans, plus Jackson's friends and family, attended the memorial service at the Staples Center. Thousands more jammed the streets, hoping for a glimpse of the funeral motorcade. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has our story.
Tickets and wristbands, go ahead.
The crowds began gathering early this morning for the public tribute to Michael Jackson's life. William Boyce traveled from San Francisco to sit in the third row.
This is the center of the world right now. This is where all the energy is right now. All the world's media, all the eyes of the world are right in this spot. We're in the center of it all.
And like so many fans, Cheryl Bryant said she grew up with her idol.
Michael Jackson will never die. If nothing else, his music will, you know, always be around.
Inside Staples Center, images of Michael Jackson through the years were projected above the stage, and below, the King of Pop had a front row seat from his gold-plated casket. Then, on the very stage Michael Jackson had rehearsed his comeback concert days before dying, his music began. Mariah Carey gave one of many tear-filled performances. Singer Smokey Robinson read letters of condolences from Diana Ross and this one from Nelson Mandela.
We had great admiration for his talent and that he was able to triumph over tragedy on so many occasions in his life.
Some of the biggest names in entertainment praised Michael Jackson's life, starting as a child prodigy who could out-sing Smokey Robinson. They all remembered the innovative dancer who introduced the world to his incredible moonwalk. Motown founder Berry Gordy recalled meeting Jackson and his brothers when they were kids, and he said the words on the minds of many here.
I feel the King of Pop is not big enough for him. I think he is simply the greatest entertainer that ever lived.
Basketball stars Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson thanked Michael Jackson for donating so much to charities around the world, and the Reverend Al Sharpton thanked Jackson for breaking down so many color barriers. Referring to Jackson's later controversies, Sharpton had these words for Jackson's three children.
Wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with.
The emotional high point came when Michael Jackson's young daughter, Paris Michael Catherine, took to the stage to say her own personal goodbye.
I just wanted to say...
Speak up, sweetheart, speak up. Get close.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
And there was also the song many said expressed what was in Michael Jackson's heart as family, friends, and fans around the world joined hands to say goodbye.
We are the world. We are the children.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.